I'm Jeremy Shea with KTOO. On Monday, Juno policymakers took a big picture look at two cruise industry infrastructure projects. One, a city-owned dock for small cruise ships, and the other is Norwegian Cruise Line's plan to build a private cruise ship dock in downtown. Norwegian Cruise Line likely has several years of work to do before it can begin building what could be a fifth dock for big ships in downtown Juno. On Monday, Juno City Manager Rory Watt laid out which steps intersect with city government and where the Assembly can make or break the plan. First, Watt recommends the Juno Assembly change the city's long-range waterfront plan to allow a large cruise ship dock at Norwegian's property. That plan affects whether the Juno Planning Commission approves or rejects permits. As is, Watt says the plan is unclear about if the dock would be okay. Unchanged, Watt thinks the plan would lead the Planning Commission to debate that point.
And I don't think that's really helpful. I think the discussion, if this gets to the Planning Commission, is should a dock be permitted, and if so, with what conditions?
Changing the waterfront plan requires a lot of public process. Watt estimated that step alone would take 6 months. The city also owns the tidelands that Norwegian would need to build its new dock, and it's up to the Assembly to decide how to negotiate that. If the project gets to that point, Watt recommends leasing the tidelands to the company. The Assembly has at least one more pressure point. Norwegian's dock would impact the neighboring U.S. Coast Guard and National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration facilities, and the city is in the early planning stages for a new dock that would also neighbor these federal facilities. That means Norwegian, the feds, and the city would all have to work out an agreement. Watt says negotiations with the federal government won't go well without strong support from the Juno Assembly. Assemblymember Christine Wall asked,
"Do we have any idea what kind of timeline we're working on for all of these steps?"
A long timeline.
Watt says these are slow processes. Working through them is likely to take years. One reason he's laying this out now is so the public knows the city's role, and not just Norwegians.
I don't know that the public clearly understands how and when to communicate to their elected officials. So I think this will help the public to know when to comment to you.
The Assembly plans to take public comment on Watt's recommendations at its meeting next Monday. Juno Docks and Harbors officials also walked the Assembly through a recent report on how to address small cruise ships' needs. Consultants with the McKinley Research Group spent much of last year collecting data about this part of the cruise industry. Heather Hoagland with McKinley says small cruise ship passengers account for less than 2% of all cruise ship passengers, but they generally spend more while they're in town.
Largely due to hotel stays, right? Because almost all of them are going to stay at least a night, if not longer.
These ships compete with other vessels for a place to tie up. Docks and Harbors Board Chairman Don Etheridge says a new float for small cruise ships would help those users too.
We turn away fishing vessels, we turn away tenders, we turn away private yachts because we just don't have the room for them during the peak season.
There are several places a new float could be built. The option the Docks and Harbors Board likes best is downtown. It would require working with Gold Belt, which has a vessel float nearby that would have to be extended. Federal, state, and local agencies all have permitting roles. But it would also make small cruise ship operations more efficient, improve passengers' experience, come with new parking, and bring more business to town. And it would make it easier to connect two disjointed pieces of the city's seawalk. It could cost more than $25 million. It's just conceptual for now, but Etheridge says the money could come from cruise ship revenue.
It's, like I said, it's in its infancy, so I think we got a ways to go yet.
The Assembly was receptive to the idea. Etheridge says Docks and Harbors officials will come back to the Assembly for more discussion. In Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea.